Like Ma'adaf and Gimel Beis on the bottom has a shiloh of how do we know that Mises HaBaal is Mater? How do we know it's Mater, the Isser V'Shishish? And the way it ends up saying that it's a Gzeres HaKasov V'Snei Sha'achon V'Chasov V'Sefer Krisis, where Makish Gershon to Mises, Ma Gershon Sharya V'Gemeres, Af Mises Sha'av V'Gemeres, just like Gershon is Mater, Mises is also Mater. So we need a pasuk to tell us that Mises is Mater. Now there's a Yadur, the Kechidosh of the Trumas Hadashin. The Trumas Hadashin says that he's Dan Legabe, the din of Eshes Eliyahu, is she considered Mutas L'Shuk or not? This is brought down by the Ber Hetev and Simon Yitzayin and Eben Ezra. Is she Mutar L'Shuk or not? And the Trumas Hadashin says that Eshes Eliyahu is Mutar because it says Eshes Re'eyu v'lo Eshes Malach. And Eliyahu Navi had the din of a Malach who was Kului Ruchni and not Gufni, and therefore his wife is Mutar because she's not considered Eshes Re'eyu, she's not considered an Eshes Ish. And the Achayim asked on this Trumas Hadashin from our Sugya because it's Mavur from our Sugya that the fact that the husband is dead is not enough to be matter the isha. You need a pasuk to say that the misa is matter. So when the husband is dead, he's much better than ishus malach. She's not an ishus anyone. She's not an ishus esh at all. She's definitely not an ishus reyu. And yet we hold that you need a pasuk to tell me that misa is matter because even though right now she's not ishus reyu, but she was ishus reyu. And once the isha is chal, and it's not pukka without a pasuk telling me that it's matter. So hudun ba'aliyonav. Even though right now she might not be considered ishus reyu, she's ishus malach. But being that there was an Isser mitchila, how do we know that Isser is paka? If there's no Maisa of Misa to be matter, then we don't know that Isser is paka. So assuming we're not Danim as a mace, then there should be no reason to say that his wife is mutter just because she's now Ishis Malach. If Lamai said there was an Isser Ishis Ish before, which is not paka, unless you have the Heter of Misa like we see in our Gemara. So it's a Tzarchin on the Trumas Hadashin. How does he know to say that Ishis Elio is Mutteris because of this drash of Ishis Revla Ishis Malach? And the Mechanan in Kevachim, Chelik Beis Simchavchas, he says a svar that maybe you could say that the pshat is like this, that the they could clear what is the pshat in the din of the Misa Sabal is Matar. Is it that the Maisa Misa, which is Matar, the act of Misa is Matar, or is it the fact that there is no Baal, the fact that he's not Ba'ilam, which is Matar? So if you say that the pshat is, it's not the Maisa Misa, which is Matar, but it's the Baal not being here, the absence of the Baal, which is being Matar, so it could be that the Shumas Hadashin is going after the Maskan of the Gemara, that we learn out that the absence of the Baal causes the Heter. So the question is, what is considered an absence of a Baal? The Gemara says that if he's dead, he's not here. That's considered that the Baal's not here. But what about the fact that he's here, but he's a Malach? Is that considered that the Baal's not here or not? So in that, like the Shumas Hadashin, we learn from the Pasuk of Eishes Re'eyu L'Eishes Malach, that that's also considered that the Baal's not here. So the being that he's a Malach, he's not here, and therefore that all goes into the Heter of Mises HaBaal being Mater. It's not the Maisa Misa, but it's the Baal not being here. And Eshes Re'eyu is a Svar, it's a Gilui, that the Baal being in the form of Malach is not considered being here, and therefore his wife would be Mutter. That could be Afshar Yishuv according to the Trumas Hadashin. Now it's interesting, if you look in the Berchei Yosef, it's brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva in Simeon Zayin, he's Masupik about somebody who dies and comes back to life. Is Ishta Materis and not Lamashal Eshes of Zera. Zera, when it was Kam Rabel, Shachtel of Zera, Lingmar Megillah. So he died and then he came back to life. Is his wife Mutter because the husband died? Or maybe the fact that he came back to life is a gilui that the Misa was not a regular Misa because it was a Misa that came back to life and therefore his wife is still a Surah. So l'chay, that Shaila might be telling on the Shaila as well. If you hold that it's the Maisa HaMisa which is Mater, so then you could dan that maybe you need a real Misa, but a Misa which is Aymet to come back, maybe it's not considered a Misa to be Mater. But the pshat is it's the lack of the Baal not being here. Then close mind that he's dead, he's not here, he's definitely not here, he's definitely no worse than Eshes Re'eyu, and Avada she would be Mutar. So maybe that Shaila Berchei Yosef would also be telling the Schakir whether it's the Maisa Misa which is Matar, or is it the absence of the Baal.